संग्रहोयं विभूतीनां त्वमेतद् विपुलीकुरु इदं भागवतं नाम यन्मे भगवतोदितं संग्रहोयं विभूतीनां त्वमेतद् विपुलीकुरु इदं भागवतं नाम यन्मे भगवतोदितं संग्रहोयं विभूतीनां त्वमेतद् विपुलीकुरु Mataji's. Word to word translation. Idam, this. Bhagavatam, the signs of Godhead. Nama, of the name. Yat, that which. Me, unto me. Bhagavata, by the personality of Godhead. Uditam, enlightened. Sangraha, is the accumulation of. Ayam, his. Vibhutinam, of the diverse potencies. Tvam, your good self. Etat, this signs of Godhead. Vipuli, expand. Kuru, do it. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O Narada, the signs of God, Srimad Bhagavatam, was spoken to me in summary by the personality of God, and it was spoken as the accumulation of His diverse potencies. Please expand this science yourself. Purport. The Bhagavatam in a nutshell, spoken by the personality of Godhead in about half a dozen verses, which will appear ahead, is the science of God, and it is a potent representation of the personality of Godhead. He, being absolute, is non-different from the science of God, Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahmaji received this science of God from the Lord directly, and he handed over to the same to Narada, who in his turn ordered Srila Vyasadeva to expand it. So the transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Lord is not mental speculation by the mundane wranglers, but is uncontaminated, eternal, perfect knowledge beyond the jurisdiction of material modes. The Bhagavata Purana is therefore the direct incarnation of the Lord in the form of transcendental sound. And one should receive this transcendental knowledge from the bona fide representative of the Lord in the chain of disciplic succession, from the Lord to Brahmaji, from Brahmaji to Narada, from Narada to Vyas, from Vyasadev to Shukdev Goswami, from Shukdev Goswami to Suta Goswami. The ripened fruit of the Vedic tree drops from one hand to another without being broken by falling suddenly from a high branch down to the earth. Therefore, unless one hears the science of Godhead from the bona fide representative of the disciplic succession as mentioned above, for one to understand the theme of science of Godhead will be a difficult job. It should never be heard from the professional Bhagavatam reciters who earn their livelihood by gratifying the senses of the audience. ओमज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नितिनामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। वेलकम एवरीवन टू आवर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद्भागवतम क्लास। Seeking blessings from all the devotees so that we can speak something on this wonderful subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this verse, Brahmaji is telling to Narad Muni that this Bhagavatam, idam Bhagavatam nama, this scripture, it was spoken by Supreme Lord to me, to Brahmaji. And that's how it was coming down in parampara. And this has all the wonderful potencies of the Lord Himself. And in the first canto, we know Suta Goswami, as he is answering the question, where did Dharma take shelter after Krishna left? So Suta Goswami replies that कृष्णे स्वधामोपगते धर्म ज्ञानादिभिः सह कलौ नष्ट दृशामेष पुराण अर्क अधुनोदितः। इन दिस वर्ल्ड पीपल हैव बिकम ब्लाइंडेड बिकॉज ऑफ द इग्नोरेंस ऑफ मटीरियल इल्यूजन एंड टू गिव देम अगेन विजन पुराण अर्क कृष्णा हैज कम बैक इन दिस इन द फॉर्म ऑफ दिस भागवतम एंड दिस भागवतम इज कमिंग डाउन इन परंपरा। So when very important instruction which Brahmaji is giving to Narad Muni, Twametad Vipuli Kuru, please expand and explain this knowledge, preach. The same instruction Narad Muni gave to Vyasadev in the first canto. After describing everything, Narad Muni told the same thing to Vyasadev. So that is the parampara. He also told Vyasadev that I have given you in nutshell all this knowledge. Now you please expand it. And Srila Prabhupada in this purport, he describes that this knowledge is very, very carefully coming down in parampara. As Bhagavatam describes, Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. This is a ripened fruit of Vedic knowledge. And how to make sure that this knowledge is preserved and it is not lost? When it is carefully handed in parampara. Otherwise, the knowledge is lost. In the 12th canto, it is described, whenever somebody is speaking Bhagavatam in parampara, it is Krishna who is speaking. कस्मै येन विभाषितो यमतिलो ज्ञान प्रदीप पुरा तदरूपेण च नारदाय मुनय कृष्णाय तदरूपिण योगिन्द्राय तदात्मनाथ भगवदराताय कारुण्यत तशुद्धं विमलं विशोकमृतं सत्यं परं धीमहि. दिस इज वन ऑफ द लास्ट वर्सेस ऑफ भागवतम. सूत गोस्वामी इज टेलिंग कस्मै. कह मीन्स ब्रह्माजी. व्हेन ब्रह्माजी स्पीकिंग भागवतम टू नारद मुनि, हु इज स्पीकिंग? इट इज कृष्णा स्पीकिंग. कस्मै येन विभाषितोयम् अतुल ज्ञान, दिस अनपैरलल्ड नॉलेज विच ब्रह्माजी इज गिविंग टू नारद मुनि, इट इज कृष्णा हु इज स्पीकिंग. तद रूपेण, कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ ब्रह्माजी इज स्पीकिंग टू नारद. कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ नारद, तद रूपेण च नारदाय मुनय. कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ नारद मुनि स्पीकिंग टू व्यासदेव. एंड व्यासदेव, कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ व्यासदेव स्पीकिंग टू योगिंद्राय. योगिंद्राय इज शुकदेव गोस्वामी. एंड कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ शुकदेव गोस्वामी स्पीकिंग टू परीक्षित महाराज. So therefore, this knowledge, it is coming in parampara, as Srila Prabhupada is also writing in the purport. And that's how this knowledge is preserved. Otherwise, there is no dearth of speculation in this world nowadays. So it is very important to understand that whatever we have received in the disciplic succession, that is the rarest of the rare gift which Srila Prabhupada is giving us. Otherwise, it is so very easy in this world full of distractions and speculations to miss the essential point. Some people ask, can I see the original Vedas? Original wala chahiye. It may have, the current one may have some additions. But which is more important? Getting the original version or practicing the original version? Because the original version may not be available because it was written on the leaves. But because this knowledge is passed down in parampara, as it is said, the result, the taste of pudding is in eating. The more we practice this principle in our life and we get benefited, then we can accept, then we can safely understand that this knowledge is perfect. So that is the understanding. Nigama. Nigama means all the Vedas, they are like the kalpa tree, kalpa vriksha, kalpa taru. And this ripened fruit, galitam phalam, it is very carefully handed in parampara. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes, what is implied here is that without Guru Parampara, one cannot drink Bhagavatam in its unbroken form. It is very, very important. Otherwise, we will get something completely different. Just like the Chinese whisper, one person speaks something and in the end something else is spoken. So if the knowledge is not presently, not presented in parampara, then in due course of time, it will be lost. Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he was recalling that one time two Indian gentlemen, they came to meet Prabhupada, and one of them was Sriman Narayan. He was governor of Madras that time. Another was his brother-in-law, Ramkrishna Bajaj. He was a big industrialist. So they both came to meet Srila Prabhupada and they wanted to discuss something with Prabhupada. So many disciples were also there. So they said, we want to discuss something with you in private. So can you tell all your disciples to leave? So Prabhupada, he said, okay, all of you please leave. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj, he had a tape recorder. As he was going out of the room, he pressed the record button. And everything was getting recorded. So these two gentlemen, they asked Prabhupada, who will continue your legacy after you leave the planet? Who will become your successor? So Prabhupada said, I am giving the legacy to all my disciples, all my followers, and whoever follows will have the legacy. So that is a parampara. You know, yesterday there was a clip which had come about the will of Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. And in that also, Maharaj was also presenting the same thing. All the disciples should follow GBC and all the scriptural descriptions given in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. That is how the legacy will continue. So that is a bona fide Acharya. He never adds anything. He never subtracts anything. One time a South Indian person, he came to meet Srila Prabhupada and he was telling, Swamiji, I have read your Bhagavad Gita. It is very much like Ramanujacharya's Bhagavad Gita. In one sense, he was telling, you have copied from Ramanujacharya. He was trying to, you know, minimize the importance of Bhagavad Gita written by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada said, thank you very much. That is my credit. That means I am in line with parampara. I am not giving anything on my own. So that's how, if the knowledge is coming in parampara, it is not lost. Evam parampara praptam. One time one devotee was asking many questions to Prabhupada, Bhargava Prabhu. And Prabhupada, he got angry. He said, what do you think? I am question answer machine. You know, someone to answer question all day long, go and read my books. So Prabhupada, he was very, very emphatic on reading his books. So, and Prabhupada knew that by reading, one is connected to a parampara, by discussing in association of devotees. And Srila Prabhupada writes in one purport, first canto, first chapter, sixth verse, to hear and explain them is more important than reading them. Reading is one thing, but that should not stop the thing. We have to explain and hear also. Hear from the devotees, their realizations on the particular subject matter, and then explain. And many of us have this experience. As we are speaking a subject matter, some things which we speak, we later think, wow, now I can relate to it. Now I can understand what I read. As we are speaking, it comes to the mind. It clicks. So that's why Srila Prabhupada is telling. To hear and explain them is more important than reading them. So that is very important. Another devotee, he was telling that Prabhupada, he was speaking in a class and he asked about one verse. Can you quote that verse? And everybody was looking at each other. And one devotee was thinking, Tamal Krishna Maharaj will answer. Tamal Krishna Maharaj was thinking, he will answer. Nobody knew. Prabhupada said, just see, you are not reading my books. You should read every day. Learn my books, like law books. So that is the import of parampara, reading scriptures. Yanme bhagavatoditam, this knowledge is coming down in parampara. Bhagavan, Lord Krishna spoke to Brahmaji. Shukumukad amrit dravya sammutam. It is a nectar. But if the nectar is not preserved properly, it will get spoiled. If it is not preserved in a right form, it will get spoiled. So therefore, it is the parampara who receives the knowledge and presents it in a form which everyone can appreciate. So that was Srila Prabhupada. That was the credit of Srila Prabhupada. He never added anything. He never subtracted anything. And to distribute this knowledge, all the saintly personalities, they go through a lot. Lots of troubles they go through. It is not an easy thing to represent a parampara. And all the acharyas, they have struggled a lot to present this knowledge in the form as it is. So we'll discuss some of the great personalities in our parampara, starting from Lord Krishna, how they have presented, how they have given this knowledge, and how it is coming in parampara as it is. Gajendra, he offers his prayers to the Lord. Namo namaste khilakaranaya nishkaranaya adbhutakaranaya sarvagamamnaya maharnavaya namopavargaya parayanaya. In that, a particular word which Gajendra uses is sarvagamamnaya. O Lord, you are the source of all the scriptures. Namo namaste akhil karanaya. You are the source of everything. Nishkaranaya. You have no source. You have no cause. Adbhut karanaya. You are creating such wonderful manifestations. And sarva agama amanaya. You are the source of all the parampara. And Krishna, in the second canto, it comes, when he shows himself, gives darshan to Brahmaji, he speaks a very, very beautiful verse, which is a very intriguing verse. In that, Krishna is telling, Srijami tapasai vedam, Srijami Srijami tapasa punaha, Bibharami tapasa vishvam, Viryam me duscharan tapaha. He says, Brahmaji, Srijami, I create this manifestation by tapasya. Grasami tapasa, I annihilate this manifestation by tapasya. Bibharami, I maintain by tapasya. Viryam me duscharan tapaha. I get all my powers because of tapasya. So the question is, what tapasya Lord Krishna is doing? Why he has to do tapasya, first of all? And what tapasya, if he has to do some tapasya, what tapasya Krishna is doing? So in one of the class by Balram Shakti Prabhu, he was describing, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also describes, he writes, I am always a performer of austerity since I renounce material enjoyment. So in that, Balram Shakti Prabhu was describing that, you know, what is the tapasya the Lord is doing? To be detached from his manifestation. Otherwise it is not so easy to create, maintain and annihilate again. If somebody creates a huge empire and the next day you are told that you have to destroy it, it is so very difficult, impossible. We can't do it. But the Lord is again and again doing all this creation, maintenance and dissolution to give opportunity to all the fallen conditioned souls so that we can also go back, take advantage of this process. So that is austerity. And Lord feels for all the living entities. It is not that he is enjoying in the Goloka and he is telling you all suffer here. He is really working hard. Maharaurav haite korile tomara udhar, kripara samudra krishna gambhira apar. Mahaprabhu, he delivered Sanatan Goswami because his body was full of boils. Mahaprabhu embraced him and cured him all. Haridas Thakur is telling up to Sanatan Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, the Lord has delivered you from hellish existence. Because he is Kripara Samudra, he is the ocean of mercy, Gambhir Apar. Gambhir means what? Prabhupada writes in the purport. Lord is very grave. And the symptom of his graveness is, he works very gravely to protect his devotees and to deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. He is always thinking, how to deliver this person? He is so stubborn. He is not listening to me. How to deliver him? What will attract him? What will inspire him? And to deliver a living entity, he comes himself. He sends his devotees. He sends Guru. He sends scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam. He comes as Archa Vigraha. He comes as Prasad, which everyone can relate to, you know. So the Lord feels for it. Lord feels for all the living entities and he is working very hard. Sa karna dushya shana saubalanam kumantra pakena hata shriyayusha suyodhanam sanucharam shayanam bhagnor urvyam nananda pashyan. Uddhavji is recalling how Lord is so very wonderful. As Lord Krishna is seeing Karna, Dushasan, all fallen down along with Duryodhan, with his thigh broken. He was not happy to see this situation of Duryodhan. Na nananda pashyan. Because ultimately all the living entities are the part and parcel of the Lord. He wants everyone to accept this information and take advantage of it. And that is the unlimited compassion the Lord has. And for that he sends scriptures. And then comes Brahmaji, who makes all the arrangements for living entities. Repeatedly, he is doing a work which nobody can do. Creating an empire and go to sleep and next day you get up to realize everything is lost. He is doing all this again and again for all of us. So that one day we realize that I have to come out of this. An interesting thing is he never takes credit of it. It came in the 5th chapter of this 2nd canto when Narad Muni asks, I think you are the supreme, right? You are creating everything, you are maintaining everything, you are destroying everything. like a spider, urna nabhi vaklamaha. You are supreme, independent Lord, it seems. But there is one question I have. Why are you doing tapasya? That is creating some, astonishment. Why you are doing so much of tapasya? Sa bhavan acharat ghoram yat tapasu samahitam. Why? So Brahmaji here had all the royal opportunity to tell, you have understood right, I am the one. I am the Supreme Lord. But like a very, very bona fide, authentic, loyal Acharya, he says, no, I am not the Supreme Lord. I am just creating what is already created by the Lord. And first of all, you know what he says? You have shown great mercy to me. Samyak karunikasyedam vatsate vichikitsitam yadaham chodita samya bhagavad virya darshane. You have given me a chance to speak about Krishna. That is your extreme mercy. He is not telling, sit, I will enlighten you. The speaker of the Bhagavatam is always grateful to the audience of the Bhagavatam, because the audience gives a chance to the speaker to share Krishna Katha. And both of them get benefited. Three people get benefited, as Shukdev Goswami describes in the 10th canto. The speaker, the hearer, and one who asks questions. Vasudeva Katha Prashna Purusham Streen Punati. Three people get purified. Vakta, Prachakam, Shrotram. Just like Ganga purifies the three worlds. Tatpada Salilam Yatha. So therefore Brahma, he is very, very humbly telling, thank you for giving me a chance to speak Bhagavatam. And now I'll tell you, I am not the creator, I am not the supreme creator, and actually I am not doing anything. So that is how humble Brahma is. At one point he says, I am not doing anything. I am just creating whatever is already created by the Lord. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, we should not take these words literally. Brahmaji is out of humility, he is speaking like this. If Brahmaji does not do this service, it will be a very difficult thing. So that's how it is very, very important to understand the mood of our parampara. Nobody takes credit. The credit is given to all the parampara. And Srila Prabhupada was so wonderful. He would give credit not only to the previous acharyas, he would give credit to all his disciples. Prabhupada would tell, I have not done anything. All of my disciples, they are doing everything. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he recalls that when they were in India for first Pandal program, and they wanted to publish, they wanted to do advertisement. So one devotee came with some, poster, and there it was written, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami preaches the message of Bhagavad Gita to the whole world. So Prabhupada said, no, please change this. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami and all his disciples are preaching this message all over the world. And all the disciples at that point, they were thinking, brother, he is saying right. We are also assisting Prabhupada. Equal partner. But after Srila Prabhupada left, then they realized we were not doing anything. It was all Srila Prabhupada and his empowerment that was making everything done. So that is how Acharya never takes credit. Giriraj Swami Maharaj recalls that one time they were with Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk in Los Angeles, and he asked, we preach that Krishna is the origin of everything, but sometimes people ask, what is the origin of Krishna? So Srila Prabhupada, he replies that, well, you should tell them, as far as our information goes, Krishna is the origin. If you have something bigger than Krishna, you tell us, we accept it. But till that time, you don't find anyone else except Krishna as God. So Prabhupada would present the situation according to the time, place and circumstance. So Brahmaji is also showing how a guru should be very transparent, and he never takes the credit. Then comes Narad Muni. Such a wonderful preacher. Brahmaji is telling Narad Muni, Tvametad Vipuli Kuru. After that, what Narad Muni did, it is not described. How he preached, it is not described. It comes all the way in the fourth canto when Narad Muni goes and preaches to Prachina Barhi. That is the preaching exploit of Narad Muni. And before that, he has preached this message to many. Bhagavatam begins from there. So it comes in the Bhagavatam when Narad Muni, he transformed, he brought 10,000 sons of Daksha to Brahmachari Ashram, then 1,000 more to Brahmachari Ashram. And Daksha, he was so angry. He thought, this Narad Muni is always going to boys' hostel and preaching. I will create daughters now. He will not go there, you know. So he created 60 daughters, and that's how the population started spreading. So interestingly, if one son becomes a renunciant, it is a big, big, big heavy thing for the parents. 11,000 sons becoming brahmacharis, and then Narad Muni had the daring to go to Daksha and tell what happened, what he did. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, why Narad Muni had to go all the way to Daksha and tell this? He could have just moved on to do more preaching. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes, you know what Narad Muni is thinking? That is the mood of an acharya, compassion of a preacher. Tometad vipuli kuru. The compassion of the preacher is such that he is thinking, the entire dynasty of Swayambhu Manu, Priyavrat, Uttanpad, Dhruva, Prachina Barhi, Prachetas, everybody is delivered by me only. That is not in an arrogant way he is telling. He is thinking, I have helped all of them. Bichara Daksha, he is absorbed in family life. This is the time he is in the right state of mind. He is very disturbed. Artha. An Arth person can accept Krishna consciousness in a easy way, better way. So let me take advantage of this opportunity and preach Bhagavatam. And he very well knew that he may be cursed for it. But he didn't care for it. So that is how a preacher is always having that compassionate heart, not caring for one's own comfort, always thinking how I can help the world. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Kabe navadvipe suradhuni tate gaura nityananda boli nishkapate nachiya gaiya berai bo chute namero hate te divo adhikar kabe jivadaya hoi be udaya nija sukha bhuli sudina hridaye. When will I forget my own comforts and when will I get a compassionate heart? And I'll preach. Bhakati vinoda koriya vinaya shriya gyatahala korite prachar. When will I preach this message? So that is the acharya. Always thinking, how will I get compassion? In the present moment, when we preach, our preaching is not so much because of the compassion. Our preaching is because of the instruction we have received. But the more we develop compassion for the living entities, the more we will preach with love and feeling for that living entity. And Narad Muni is showing how he is compassionate. He is not thinking, I will be cursed. And then comes Vyasdev. Vyasdev, he's avatar of the Lord. He's the avatar, literary incarnation of the Lord. And he is so very compassionate. Bhautikanam cha bhavanam shakti rasam cha tatkritam ashraddhadhanan nisattvan durmedhan rashitayusha. He is thinking the fallen condition of the people of Kali Yuga. Faithless, unfortunate, no life, practically very less age. Durbhagam cha janan vikshya durbhaga. All the unfortunate people. Muni Divyena Chakshusha, Vyasdev, he saw with his divine vision the people of Kali Yuga. Therefore, he divided all the Vedas into four parts. He gave that to all his disciples so that they can preach. And in that, he has described such wonderfully all the glories of the Lord. And of course, Narad Muni, he corrected Vyasdev. And Vyasdev very happily accepted it. He edited again all the scriptures and presented Bhagavatam as we are discussing now, without any other contamination of dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And then all the way up to Nityananda Prabhu, who is ready to suffer himself. Marke premade aparad to nahi hai. He never takes offense. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming in parampara, he is showing himself what is preaching. He comes himself as a devotee. Chaitanya avatare vahe premamrita vanya sabajiva preme bhase prithvi hoiladhanya. Durga Devi, Maya Devi is telling this after she got delivered by Haridas Thakur. She is praying, I have received the diksha of the Lord Ram's name from Shivji. I want to get Krishna Nama diksha from you. Because so far I have bewildered Brahma also. Brahma adi jiyo ami sabare mohilu, ekale tomare ami mohito narilu. Only I could not bewilder you. Please give me Krishna Prem. And Mahaprabhu is so merciful. He has brought this love of God. Chaitanya has taken avatar and he has brought this river of love of God. Sabajiva preme bhase. He wants everyone to drown in this love of God. But those who are unfortunate, they don't take advantage of it. Ye banyaye jena bhase se jivachar. Koti janme kabhutara nahi kanistar. They will never be delivered. So Mahaprabhu, what need he had to give up everything and take sannyas? He is Lakshmipati, he is Akhil Koti Brahmand Nayak. But still, he took sannyas. And Kaviraj Goswami describes why he took sannyas. Mahaprabhu is thinking, I have come to deliver entire world. Yat yat prema brishti kore pancha jane tat tat bade jala vyape tribhuvane. He wants to drown everyone in this love of God, but there are few people who are still running away. They were not taking advantage of this river of love of God. Mayavadi, karmanishtha, kutarkika gana, nindaka pashandiyata paduyadham. These six classes of people, they were not taking advantage of his mercy. They were thinking, hey, he is ordinary, he is some scholar, he is a young scholar. Why should we help him? Why should we take shelter of him? And they were criticizing also. Mayavadis, karmanishta, fruitive workers, kutarkika, false logicians, nindaka, some blasphemers, pashandi, atheists, paduyadham, the lowest among the student community. And they were thinking, why we will not take shelter of him? Mahaprabhu is more intelligent. Sei sab maha daksha dhaiya palaya. They were thinking that they are more expert than Mahaprabhu. They are running away from my mercy. Ye banyaye tasabar chuite narila. They are not getting drowned in this river of love of God. You know what I'll do? Taha dekhi Mahaprabhu korena chintan. Mahaprabhu is thinking. Jagat dubaile ami karimu yatan. I have come to drown the entire world in this love of God. But these people are running away. Keha keha mahadaksha dhaiya palaya. So therefore, to give them mercy, he took sannyas. So that's how the entire parampara is so wonderful. Hridayananda Maharaj, he recalls that one time they were talking to Prabhupada and another devotee said, Prabhupada, you won our hearts. Your personality is so attractive that we could not but love you. Prabhupada said, yes, that was my trick. Prabhupada tricked all of us. Great souls cheat for the great cause. So Prabhupada, he tricked all of us into this Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, who would have taken to this process? What was the hope for all of us to come to this process? It is all by the mercy of Parampara, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He gave up his loving wife, loving mother, affectionate mother, all the disciples, all the devotees who loved him more than their life. He gave up everyone to deliver all of us. And Kaviraj Goswami explains in his Chaitanya Charitamrita about the South India travels. What was the strategy of Mahaprabhu's preaching? Wherever he would go, he would embrace devotees and he would chant and dance, and they would get transformed. They would go to their villages and they would transform their village. And that's how some people would come from other village to this village, they would also get transformed. And Kaviraj Goswami says, wherever he went in South India, he followed the same SOP. Same standard operating procedure. How to transform the entire South India. Navadipe shakti na koila prakashe, sei shakti sanchari nishtarila dakshina deshe. So Mahaprabhu, he saw that Navadip people are not ready for it. So he went to South India. That's how a preacher is. When he sees that this place is not suitable for preaching, people are not taking advantage of this preaching, just move on to the next place. That's what Srila Prabhupada did. He tried to preach in India. And many people, they were thinking, oh, we know what is this Swamiji speaking. We know all this Krishna and all the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. And therefore Prabhupada thought, okay, I'll go to Western world and then I'll bring them to India. So that is all happening by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is extreme compassion which he is showing on all the living entities of the world. And Srila Prabhupada, in the parampara, he had struggled so much. He went all the way to America on Jaladuta, two months suffering heart attacks. And when he reached America, nobody was helping him. They were all telling Swamiji, all the people of India, they were telling Swamiji, you come back, we'll do here. Nobody was even sending some support, no monetary support, no manpower. So that's how the entire parampara is really working hard for us. And then in the next, we are standing. So all our current acharyas and we are there. So till now, the parampara is glorious. Now the responsibility is all on all of us to take advantage of this parampara and continue the legacy of preaching. And that is the instruction which Brahmaji is giving to Narad Muni. Tvametad vipuli kuru. So that is the disciple. Srila Prabhupada writes, if we are able to understand in the beginning, then slowly by sincere submission to oral reception, we will understand this message. Prabhupada writes in one place. So that is how we have to understand. Even if we are not able to understand, Kaviraj Goswami writes, Eva nahi bujhe keha shunite shunite seha kiyad bhuta chaitanya charita krishne upaji vepriti jani berasera riti shuni lei bada hoy hita. Even if we are not able to understand how this process works, what is given in the scriptures, shunite shunite seha, please continue hearing, continue reading. What will happen? Krishna upaji bepriti, you will develop love for Krishna. Jani be rasira riti, you will develop attraction for Krishna. You will know the essence of the mellows. Shuni lei bada hoye hita, it will be beneficial for you. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita also, just by hearing one gets benefited. Anyetveva majananta shrutva nebhya upasate. Shrutva nebhya, just dedicate yourself to the process of hearing. Tepi chati taranti eva mrityum shruti parayana. They will also get delivered from this ocean of birth and death. So that is our role as a disciple. Dedicate to the process of hearing. Just like South Indian Brahmana. Mahaprabhu met South Indian Brahmana in Srirangam. Everybody was making fun of him. Keha hase keha ninde taha nahi mane avishto hoya gita pade anandita mane. He was not thinking, why people are making fun of me, I will not read. No. Mahaprabhu puchila tare shun mahashay kono artha jani tomar eta shuk hoy. But Mahaprabhu saw that he is not understanding, he is not reciting properly, but he is in ecstasy. Shved kampa romancha shru, all the symptoms of ecstasy are manifesting. So Mahaprabhu is asking him, kona artha jani? what meaning you are receiving in this Bhagavad Gita, you are not able to read also properly. So this Brahman says, actually my guru has given me orders and that's why I am reading. Actually I can't understand. But when I see the cover page of Bhagavad Gita and I see Krishna holding the chariot, reins of Arjuna's chariot, Arjunero rathe Krishna hoye rajudhar, vashiyache hate totra shyamala sundar. Beautiful Krishna is sitting and holding the chariot, reins of Arjuna. Arjunere kohite chena hito upadesh. And he is speaking all the wonderful instructions to Arjuna. Seeing this, I am in ecstasy. Mahaprabhu says, you are only qualified to read Bhagavad Gita. Prabhu kahe Gita paathe tomara yadhikar. So that is a disciple. So parampara knowledge is coming in disciplic succession, very carefully handed down, just like a ripened fruit. If it is falling in the ground, Prabhupada writes in the purport, the ripened fruit of Vedic tree drops from one hand to another without being broken by falling suddenly from a high branch to the earth. This is a very, very ripened fruit which is given to us. Now we have to assimilate it and then distribute it. And Mahaprabhu is telling, what is the qualification? Tumita janiha sei gitar artha sar. It is not about intellectual understanding of Bhagavad Gita. It is about understanding the devotional mood of Bhagavad Gita. What Krishna is teaching to Arjun to become devotee. So that is what this verse describes. And that is how all our parampara so far is wonderful, glorious. And it is our responsibility to take to this in a humble mood. Always giving credit to all the parampara. Evam janam nipatitam prabhavahi kupe. Kama bhikama manuya prapatan prasangat. Narad Muni, Prahlad Maharaj is telling to Narasimhadev, oh my lord, I was fallen in this deep dark well. Kritvatma satsura rashina bhagavan grihita. Your devotee Narad Muni delivered me from this deep dark well of material existence. How can I leave his service? Kathamnu visrije tava bhritya seva. So, as a disciple, it is our responsibility to, whatever extent we can, try to serve Guru Parampara by presenting this knowledge in right mood. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
इसको संभाल के रखना
हाँ वो क्या है नहीं तो वो जाग जाता है।